overseas. It will lower costs by helping fix supply chains, address the chip shortage, and increase innovation.
A judge is assigning two additional lawyers to represent the parents of the accused Michigan school shooter. The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office saying while James and Jennifer Crumbly have separate lawyers, they work for the same firm, which in the future could be considered a conflict of interest, which could lead to a mistrial. A judge has now appointed two independent attorneys for the Crumblies. The parents are each charged with involuntary manslaughter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, that rain tonight, all but moving out. Overcast skies overnight, drying out. Gusty conditions still. Turns cooler. The morning low drops to the mid-50s. The afternoon tomorrow brings back sunshine. It's a gusty afternoon, though, although a cooler one. The highs go into the upper 60s to near 70. Upper 60s under sunshine, less windy Thursday. Sunny, beautiful Friday ahead. 40s to 50 in the morning with a high going to 70. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Make plans now to attend the Henderson Auctions 3-day spring public auction. Selling vehicles, a large selection of farm equipment, the Perkins Estate Gun and Antique Tractor Collection, construction equipment, and more. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, March 24th through the 26th. Henderson Auctions, exit 22 off I-12 in Livingston, Louisiana. Check it out at hendersonauctions.com. Auctioneer Jay Henderson, number 1160. To preview, go now to hendersonauctions.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome everybody to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. And I guess the big news from yesterday is that we finally have our quarterback, to no one's surprise, after losing out on Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston was signed to a 2-year, $28 million contract, and, you know, I think this was probably the best move all along. Yes, is Deshaun Watson. Of course, he's a great talent. I just don't think the baggage was worth it, plus giving up everything that we would have had to have given up. We're going to need those draft picks, and we've talked about that for the last couple of months, of how important those draft picks are, especially with a team like the Saints that – have been in salary cap hell for the last few years. Now, granted, they seem to find a way, and the last 2 years, you know, this year it was, what, $80 million that they needed to clear. Last year it was like $120. Either way, we did it, and, you know, I think this is a pretty fair deal. It gives Jameis the opportunity to show what he's got, and if he's able to be the guy that, you know, hopefully that he is, you know, then the long-term deal could be worked out before those 2 years are up. But, you know, to go all in with Deshaun Watson, I know that had to be a bad look for Jameis. You know, he wants that loyalty just like anybody else does. However, you know, when you have an opportunity to get a great talent, I guess you need to take it. But I'm certainly glad that it didn't happen. And I think we're going to be just fine with the team that we have. And, you know, the nice thing is that we still have some money to spend, and we can perhaps get an offensive lineman or another key piece that we need, maybe another wide receiver that can make an impact immediately. And, you know, this is a team that, you know, they were 5-2 whenever Jameis got hurt, and they were playing really well. There was a couple down games, one being against the Giants and another one against the Panthers. However, you know, I think he had played really well. I would have liked to have seen him with the reins taken off a little bit more. He did have a passer rating of 102.8, which is a career high for him. And, you know, the 185 yards a game passing, though, is we got to have more than that. And, you know, also part of that is you didn't have Michael Thomas. You didn't see him last year. And you had a lot of unproven wide receivers that, you know, like Callaway, who I think is a good wide receiver, and I think he'll be fine as a number two. And then Deontay Hardy, formerly known as Deontay Harris, I think he's a great piece that can take the top off the defense, and it'll open up things a lot more this year with Michael Thomas around. And I certainly look for Winston's numbers to go up, and I believe that he proved that he can play with some restraints and make better decisions. And as long as he continues to excel and continues to get better in his role, I don't see any reason why the Saints can't make the playoffs. And, you know, the way they've played against Tom Brady and the Bucks, who knows? You know, they very well could win the division. You know, especially with some of the other moves in the division that's happened over the last weekend or the last few days. And we'll talk more about that with Atlanta and some other things that are going on. But, you know, overall, I think it's a great deal. I'm glad to have him back. I think he's matured as a person, and certainly the Saints really sidestepped, I think, a PR nightmare with bringing in Deshaun Watson, because it was already dividing people. If you looked on social media and read some of the comments on the posts about, you know, Saints being the front runner for Deshaun Watson, some of the things that were being said were they weren't good. And, you know, I don't think that and granted, winning cures all, you know, it does. I understand that, and I'm sure that you understand that. However, it just wasn't a good look, especially with all of it still kind of up in the air. You don't really know what the league was going to do, and here you're going to give up 3 first-round picks, a second-round pick, a third-round pick, a player, you know, all the rumors that we heard. It's a boatload for somebody who very well could be suspended. Chances are good that he will be. I don't think it was the right person. Not to say that, you know, maybe a year from now we're not talking about that we need to get a franchise quarterback. We very well could, but I think Jameis he's earned the right to at least for the Saints to give him a shot. And I think that what he showed in the 7 games that he played, he played with a lot of heart, and he seems to be a good locker room guy. Like I said, he's done a lot of growing as a person, and I think that really comes from being in the culture that he's in, you know, being behind Drew Brees for a year and being able to see how he handles business and being with Coach Payton, who isn't going to put up with any nonsense. I just think that it's just an overall great great deal and a very financially good deal, especially for the Saints. Like I said, you know, even with that, I believe we still have $16 million in cap space. So, you know, it's not out of the realm that Terron Armstead could be back. However, I know he was waiting around to see if Deshaun Watson was going to be signed, going to be a Saint, but it isn't. And so he went on a free agent visit yesterday to Miami. And, you know, if that's where he wants to be, that's where he wants to be. Because if we've learned anything out of this, that money talks. And no matter how much players seem to really enjoy where they're at and they'll give all the lip service, at the end of the day, it's all about the money. And, you know, that's really what swung the whole Deshaun Watson trade, was that he got a new deal and a lot of it being, I think, $280 million five-year deal. All of it being 100% guaranteed. I don't believe the Saints were going to do that. And I also, there was no, with the deal with the Browns, I don't believe there was any verbiage in the contract about him being suspended if he would have to forfeit his money for those games that he was suspended. But, you know, the Saints wanted to protect themselves, and I guess they included it, and he didn't like it. So he ended up with the Cleveland Browns, and we'll see how that goes. I would be shocked if they won a Super Bowl within his time there, within his, you know, at least his first contract. But I believe that the Saints have probably a better opportunity to win a Super Bowl than what the Browns do at this point in the game with their defense. As long as, you know, the whole thing with Alvin Kamara, if that goes better than expected, I think they can be right in the mix for being in the playoffs and then taking it one step forward and possibly taking it to the Super Bowl. You know, we saw last year anything can happen when you get hot. Just ask the Cincinnati Bengals, because they certainly got hot at the right time and unfortunately came up a little bit short, but still, just that was a tremendous run that they had at the end of the year. So overall, like I said, I'm super happy that Jameis is back, and I look forward to seeing how much more, if he can take that next step and that step after that to solidify himself as the Saints' number one quarterback going forward. So we need to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. And big news from LSU yesterday. The LSU men's basketball team has found a new coach, and it didn't take very long. Of course, Will Wade was let go a few weeks ago due to level one violations, and well, there were seven of the violation level one violations, five of them tied directly to Wade. And so they needed a new coach after they were knocked off the other day in the NCAA tournament, and they found a new coach with the former Murray State coach, Matt McMahon, who pretty much every team that had an opening was wanting to bring in Matt McMahon. He ended up signing a 7-year deal with LSU, and also gets LSU is going to include an extra season if the program gets handed certain sanctions from the NCAA. I think it's a great deal. He did a great job with Murray State and made them brought them to the NCAA tournament. And it looks like a solid coach, and he's going to earn $20.3 million in base salary, and averaging about $2.9 million a year, and which is actually more than what Wade was making, because Wade was only making $2.5 million, and then McMahon also. He'll also receive bonuses for making the postseason. So every round that LSU advances, he'll get $50,000, and also he'll get $100,000 bonus if the team wins a national title. Additionally, LSU is going to pay McMahon another $400,000 when the full contract is finalized. Also, provide a courtesy vehicle or $999 monthly payments for a car. Issue a relocation allowance and cover McMahon's buyout at Murray State. He was making $500,000 a year with Murray State. He'd been there for 7 years, and his buyout cost $500,000. But like I said, I think he seems like a good coach. I only know a little bit about Murray State only because my younger brother went to Murray State, so. That's why I would know. I just know a little bit. Like I said, not a whole lot, just a little bit. But Let's see if I can find his record. Okay, so he's 43 years old. He was 154 and 67 in the 7 years. Reached three NCAA tournaments over the last 5 years. So, you know, I think, like I said, solid pick, and it was nice to see them move quickly in this whole ordeal. Granted, they're paying him a heck of a lot more than what he was making, so it probably made it a lot easier for him to make a decision on coming to LSU. But I'm happy for him. Glad that they can move on, and well, hopefully the NCAA doesn't put too many sanctions on them, and it doesn't affect them being able to play in the tournaments. But it's nice that they didn't waste any time, and he can move quickly and start recruiting and all that good stuff. And we got a couple minutes before the break. I wanted to talk about the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. It's actually starting tomorrow, and it's going to go through Saturday night. And tons of cool stuff. We had Tracy and Barbara on last week to talk about it, but I just wanted to reiterate some of the cool stuff that's going on. Make sure that you know you can still get tickets for the tastings this weekend. I don't believe that they're sold out yet, and you just need to go to NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. The bourbon dinners, there are still some available with that. There's the Wild Turkey, Russell's Reserve. That is, let's see, tickets are available for that. I'm trying to see what day. That'll be on Thursday night. And then the Maker's Mark is Desi Vegas Steakhouse dinner. That will be at 6 o'clock on Thursday as well. Then you have Uncle Nearest at Dookie Chase. And that's also Thursday night, 6 o'clock. You have Four Roses, which will be at Koshan. And that's Thursday at 6:30. And then also Thursday, you have an evening with Mark and Sherry Carter at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. That's going to start at 6:30, except for that is already sold out. And then there's also a Jim Beam happy hour at Sidecar on Thursday at 6:30. And then, of course, the Grand Tastings, those are still available Friday night and Saturday night. And then there's also, you can, if you just want to go and be the DD and have wonderful food, that's available as well. The seminar series, those are available Friday and Saturday. And those are going to take place from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. So those are really cool. And I don't know how much we talked about them last week, but I haven't experienced them in a few years. But when I did, it was a really great time. It was a ton of information, and it was still fun. You still had tastings during the seminars. Each seminar that I went to, you had a tasting of something. You know, whether or not it was the person who, you know, was from that brand or whatever, you know, obviously then you have theirs, but there was a tasting in every seminar. So all this is great stuff, and the only thing you have to do is go to NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com, get all the information about it. And like I said, it truly is. When we were talking with Tracy and Barbara on Thursday, you know, I wasn't blowing smoke whenever I said it's one of my favorite, if not, it is probably my favorite festival here in New Orleans, and just so well done and so nice, and it's just a good time and good people, excellent food, of course. Being a bourbon lover, you know, it's 100% up my alley, but it's something that Mike and I have always went to. And we'll be there this weekend. So get your tickets. Go to NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. All the information is there. And make sure you join us this weekend. I'm pretty sure we'll be there both days and at seminars. So we'll be around. We need to take a break, get some news, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
The end. about to run out. We've rehearsed our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lane's a term never applied to us. Without a dime to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
God, guts, glory, and guns, they're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO as we explore the world of drink, food, and culture in New Orleans and beyond. Whether recorded on location in and around the New Orleans area or chatting with folks from all over the world, we bring you a unique array of topics and conversations from the culinary, beverage, and cultural landscape. From fun cocktail talk to important social issues in the hospitality industry, we present a perspective that is inspired locally but takes a world view. Cheers, y'all.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
Chapon Salad. Cubillon. Looks like court bouillon, but it's pronounced cubillon. It's made by poaching fish in a small amount of water, seasoned with the holy trinity of onions, bell peppers, and celery, along with fresh tomato, parsley, peppercorns, white wine, lemon, and a few other possible ingredients. The word cubillon translates from French as short boiling, and that's exactly the process. The fish and the vegetables all give their flavor into what becomes a very slushy sauce, which you eat with a spoon while you eat the fish with a fork. Made with good fresh fish, redfish is the classic species, but it's also good with other flaky white fish and a deft hand.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the Capitol today, a special House committee looking into the roadside death of Ronald Green while being arrested by state police in 2019 seeks answers why high-ranking troopers had their cell phones wiped clean in the months after the incident. LSP originally said Green died in a car crash until body cam footage showed that wasn't so. Committee member and Baton Rouge Representative Denise Marcel tells LSP Lieutenant Colonel Doug Kane it's not right that he won't tell them anything.
Representative Marcel, I would just offer, if you look at the last 15 months since Colonel Davis and I and our team, I mean, we have worked diligently to change policies and procedures.
Yeah, like giving you a letter on March the 4th not to tell us what's going on. We can use that at Exhibit A.
LSP says they are investigating the phone wipe internally so they cannot discuss it in a public forum. And a seven-car pileup on Interstate 10 over the Atchafalaya Basin overnight last night shut the highway down for about 6 hours. So long, in fact, that when the crash was cleared, lawmen had to go from car to car, waking up drivers who'd fallen asleep to tell them to move on. This is news on LRN.
Looking for some bling? Then play Ruby Fives from the lottery. Win up to $5,000. Stop at any lottery retailer and pick up Ruby Fives today for your chance to win up to $5,000. Pick up your tickets today. Want a little fun? Then play Sapphire Sevens from the lottery. Win up to $20,000. Stop at any lottery retailer and pick up Sapphire Sevens today for your chance to win up to $20,000. Pick up your tickets today. Get your shine on. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
First, it was hand sanitizer. Then, it was toilet paper. And now the latest shortage, LSU wins on the football field.
A lot of things are in short supply right now, but LSU News is not one of those things. You can follow along with all the latest updates on LSU sports with Tiger Rag Magazine.
Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics, track, we've got it all.
Tiger Rag.
On newsstands. Online at TigerRag.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you. Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Do you really want to,
make a move extreme. Shortcut to your dream. On a flying thing. Get the snow blind game. Make a tune, chick a boon in the world be all. Got a beat, got a heat on the phone.
Stay over the park. Once the magic starts.
All right, welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show. And we talked earlier about Jameis Winston's return to the Saints, but there's been quite a few other notable signings and transactions in the NFL over the last few days and over the weekend. The biggest one, which shifts a lot of things around in the NFC South, is that Matt Ryan was traded from the Falcons to the Colts yesterday in exchange for the Falcons in exchange for Ryan get a third round pick this year, which isn't much. And then they signed Marcus Mariota, who had played with Coach Arthur Smith's offensive scheme in Tennessee. Now the the Falcons are still going to have a dead money charge of $40.5 million, and that is actually the largest dead money charge in the history of the NFL. So they actually have, as a total for this year, they have $62 million in dead money, and then it also has $15.5 million on the books for Julio Jones. Who was traded last year to the Titans, and they also have more than $4 million for releasing Dante Fowler earlier this year. So, they're not doing so hot with the cap, and I know the person the most upset about Matt Ryan leaving the Falcons is probably Cam Jordan, because he has 23 sacks against him in his 11 years. And that is actually the most of all time for one person, for sacks for one player on another player. So he won't get another opportunity this year because the Saints don't play the Colts, but they very well could play next year. I think they do play next year for sure. So he'll have an opportunity to pick up where he left off as long as Matt Ryan's still the quarterback next year. And, Marcus Mariota, the Falcons got him for $18.75 million on a 2-year deal. You know, not bad. It's definitely a prove-it deal. Mariota had been the backup in Las Vegas for the last few seasons after leaving Tennessee.
I don't know. You know, I don't know about him. He seemed to play okay, but you know, once the Titans got Ryan Tannehill, it seemed they found their guy with him, and he's been able to play really well for him. Actually, a lot better than what I thought he would, and a lot better than he did play in Miami. So we'll have to see. I don't think Marcus Mariota, you know, strikes fear in anybody's hearts, at least in the division. So the Panthers are the only team right now that don't have they have Sam Darnold, but they're still in the process of trying to find a quarterback, and that there's really not much left. Baker Mayfield, you know, all things were saying that all reports were saying that he wanted to go to Indianapolis. Well, now that the Colts have gotten Matt Ryan, that doesn't seem like that's going to be on the table. So Baker Mayfield is probably going to be about the only thing really left that I can see, unless you're going to go the route of Cam Newton or somebody like that. Teddy Bridgewater, he signed as a backup, remember, with Miami. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if the Panthers are willing to part with draft picks for Baker Mayfield. Granted, they were ready to get rid of a boatload, just like the Saints were, to get Deshaun Watson, but we all know that didn't work out. And another team that I've been keeping an eye on, of course, was Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And they've added some nice depth on their team. They you know, the one thing, like we talked about during the Super Bowl, was that they were going to need in the offseason, they got to bolster their offensive line. Joe Burrow was just taking way too many sacks in the playoffs. And they did so. They got Alex Kappa, who was a guard for the Buccaneers, and Ted Karras, who's a center. And then they also got tackle Lael Collins from, I believe he was with the Cowboys, yeah. So that's huge. And they got, that's a really nice offensive line, and they can really turn some things around. They did do something very strange, which I haven't seen anybody do, is they actually signed Fred Johnson, who is an offensive lineman, and he's a backup tackle, but then on a one-year deal, and then within an hour, they waived him. So I don't understand what that was about, but because now, whoever, once he, you know, if he doesn't clear waivers and a team picks him up through waivers, they have to pay the salary that he agreed upon with the Bengals. If he clears waivers, then he can be re-signed by anybody, you know, for whatever they choose to spend on it. But it's a very strange turn of events, and not really sure on the whys behind that, but I guess they must have had some type of reasoning behind doing what they're doing. And let's see, what else? Lots of moves. We got Za'Darius Smith. He signed a three-year deal with the Packers' rival, the Vikings, a three-year, $42 million deal. And let's see, Chandler Jones, he agreed on a deal with the Raiders. Sorry, I'm trying to get everything lined up here. There's, like I said, a ton of stuff going on. Case Keenum was traded from the Browns to the Bills, and I believe the Browns brought in Jacoby Brissett to be the backup for Deshaun Watson. And then those are the biggest ones. And then we talked about Davante Adams, who was traded last week to the Raiders and then signed a huge deal. And there was reports today, Leonard Fournette re-signed with the Bucks on a three-year deal, and good for him, because there had been rumors also about, he got $21 million three-year deal. There had been a lot of rumors about him possibly waiting to sign with the Falcons had Deshaun Watson signed there, along with, I think it was him and Jarvis Landry was another one that was planning on signing there, but thank goodness that he didn't go there, and he's at least out of the NFC South, and you know, it's funny too, because here, you know, we haven't even really gotten, we haven't gotten through all of free agency yet. And of course the power rankings are already out, and the number one ranked team in the NFL is the Bills, followed by the Rams at number two. And then you have the Chiefs at three, the Bengals at four, the Bucks at five, which they went from 14 to five because of Tom Brady's quote unquote retirement. The 49ers being number six, Packers number seven, Chargers number eight, Broncos number nine, which they moved up from 23 to nine, I'm assuming because of Russell Wilson. And then Tennessee Titans at 10, Raiders 11, Cowboys 12, Patriots 13, Browns 14, Ravens 15, Colts 16, Cardinals 17, Eagles 18. Ooh, where do the Saints fall in this? 22nd. And we're number 18. Then you have the Panthers 23, Seahawks 24, Bears 25, Commanders 26, Falcons 27, Jets 28, Lions 29, and 30 being the Giants, 31, Jaguars, 32, Texans. I don't look for the Saints to be that bad. I think that a lot of it is not giving Jameis Winston credit, but there's still time and there's still moves that need to be made in free agency. And then, of course, the draft and all of that can change dramatically how a team looks. But I don't think that the Saints are the 22nd ranked team in the NFL. I can't with Jameis and Michael Thomas. I just don't believe that. So we need to take a break. We're gonna we'll step aside. We'll get some commercials in, pay some bills, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about, there was a lot going on in Major League Baseball this weekend. Also, a lot of the big names are no longer out there and found homes. So we'll talk about that whenever we come back right after this.
Whatever fear is, come alive. Whatsoever I fought on, came alive. Just when every day seems to greet me with a smile, some spots are fading. Now I'm doing time. Now I'm doing time. Cause I fell on black days. Fell on black days. Whomsoever I could, I said come.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. Get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Dave, get up!
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Taxpayer expense. You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 a.m.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Have a few more minutes with you before we got to get out of here, but wanted to talk about some of the things that went on in baseball over the weekend. Of course, spring training games started, so that was nice, and I was able to catch a couple games. Friday, and got to watch some baseball last night also, but actually got to watch quite a bit of baseball yesterday, but the big thing is some of the moves that were made over the weekend, and we've been talking about Carlos Correa. Mike and I were talking, I believe, Wednesday last week. Jeez, time flies. That it looked like he may be going back to the Astros if it was just going to be a one-year deal or something, not long-term. However, that did not happen, and he ended up going to Minnesota on a three-year deal for $105 million, 105.3 actually, so he's going to get $35 million a year. Also, Nick Castellanos, he signed with the Phillies, and he got a five-year deal for $100 million. Kyle Schwarber also signed with Philadelphia, and he got a four-year deal for $80 million. And the other big free agent signing over the weekend was Trevor Story. Even though he's a shortstop and they have Xander Bogaerts in Boston, he signed with Boston on a six-year deal for $140 million. And a little surprised that he ended up there. Anthony Rizzo, of course, I don't know if we talked about him the other day, but he stayed with the Yankees on a two-year, $32 million deal. Which, truthfully, some of these deals I figured would be a lot more. But I think when you put into account everybody's where the owners stand after going through the lockout and all of that, they're not really throwing around a bunch of money. And most of these guys, I would assume, would probably rather have a short-term deal now and with maybe an opt-out or something where they can still, in their prime, be able to go out and test free agency and try to get the big payday that they were originally looking for. Either way, it looks like pretty much everybody has been most of the top free agents are all gone now. I'm not really seeing anybody else. I think Matt Conforto is about the best player available I'd seen. That's about it. And there's really nobody out there. That doesn't mean that there won't be trades or anything like that, because certainly that's always an option. And as we progress through spring training, and even though opening day is only, 2 weeks away now, gosh, that's crazy. But, with that, 2 weeks from, it's from Thursday, I believe, is opening day. But, obviously I follow the Cardinals mostly, but, they've had some starting pitching issues with players getting hurt already. So, and I'm sure the Cardinals aren't the only ones. And so they're going to be looking to make a deal to try to bolster their starting rotation. And I'm sure other teams are going to be doing that too. I know there's a lot of talk with the A's wanting to trade a couple of their pitchers. So have to see how that goes also. And haven't really heard a whole lot out of the Astros about what they've got going on right now. We'll have to have Mike talk a little bit more about that tomorrow night. And let's see, what else do we have before we get out of here? We just got just a few minutes. So something interesting is we just yesterday the vaccine mandate had been lifted here in New Orleans, but it isn't that way in New York City. And if you haven't been paying attention, if a player on one of the New York teams is not vaccinated, they can't play. Because I guess there is like even a there's a private business mandate where it's private employer mandate that if someone's not vaccinated, then they aren't allowed to work in the office. So in these guys' cases, it means their teams. And so it's been a turbulent season for Kyrie Irving, who's one of the all-star players for the Brooklyn Nets. He hasn't played a game yet in New York City. So, all these teams are wanting this mandate rolled back before baseball season starts. And, of course, they've got the NBA play-in tournament's going to begin on April 12th. You've got the Yankees home opener on April 7th and the Mets home opener on April 15th. And the mayor of New York is not really saying whether or not they're going to be loosened up. His name's Eric Adams, but... there's going to be other issues too, especially with baseball now with it being back, because I believe you have to be vaccinated to be allowed into Canada. So if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to be playing when the team goes north. So I kind of look for these to be rolled back, because we have gotten to that point where, and for multiple reasons, and I'm not wanting to go down the rabbit hole on all, with whether or not people should be vaccinated or not. I am, and it's my decision to make. But, I think we're getting to a point now where if folks aren't going to get it, they're not going to get it, and we're just going to have to move on. If people get sick, people get sick. That's just going to have to be the way it is. And I think we're getting there. I think we're definitely getting there. And I look for all of it to kind of start going away completely in the next month or so. So that is that. And we need to get out of here and step aside. Eric Schein is up next with Maritime Matters. And we'll be back tomorrow night. Mike will be with me. And who knows what all we'll have to talk about. But we'll probably talk more about the Bourbon Festival and what we're looking forward to with all of that. And who knows, maybe we'll do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot since we'll be actually at Bourbon Festival Friday. So we'll get out of here. And until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria. You got to slow down.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.